This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours, 2 hours daily, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And today, you're going to have a backstory look at what it's like when two of your instructors are on the air. I'm sorry, off the air, on the phone. So Joey from Michigan's with us, and he and I are going to just chat. There's no plan. We're going to chat about whatever comes up on our minds. Things that we've seen, observations, conclusions we've drawn. Maybe some advice and counsel. And this is what it's like when Joey and I are on the phone, and we're chatting just privately off the air. Welcome, Joey.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you?
So, Joey, it's just you and me and, I don't know, our class. I'm delighted to hear your voice and chat with you this morning. I wanted to share something that happened yesterday. I was at Sam's Club in Springfield, Missouri. And my mom was there, and Mrs. Fennelli, our son, and I. And I was looking at the chilled section that has grapes, and it had a lot of grapes, 3-pound containers of grapes. It had Scarlatta, which is kind of a rosy red, black grapes, green grapes. And there was a woman next to me, nicely dressed, middle-aged woman. And she picked up some green grapes, and I picked up some rosy red Scarlatta. And I went to the other side of this display, where they had more grapes. And so I was looking at them, and I had the Scarlatta in my hand, and I saw what she did. She went around to the other side as well, and she took her green grapes and just put them right in the middle of the red Scarlatta grapes. Because she decided she wanted a different kind of grape. So she carelessly just put her grapes in the wrong place. And it's like going to Lowe's and going in the plumbing section and trying to find that PVC or CPVC fitting that you're looking for. And you can't find it because all of the bins seem to be disorganized. What they say on the front doesn't necessarily correspond to the items in the bin. Because I think the customers put them in the wrong place, or the employees don't know what goes where, or the employees put them in the wrong place. But they're in the wrong place a lot of the times. That's just one little piece of anecdotal evidence. Let me give you one more. So maybe 30, 40 feet away from the grapes is the coffee section. And there I see, 3 or 4 feet from the aisle, from the shelving, is a bag, a 3-pound bag of coffee, just sitting on the floor. and I saw people pushing their carts around it, going near it, but not doing anything about it, and they just left it there. So I looked at it, figured out where it went, put it right back on the shelf in the right spot. But here's the question. The people who went around it didn't pick it up. The person who dropped it, these things just don't fall off the shelves. The person who dropped it didn't pick it up. And people just went around it. It's just like, it's like those dead bodies in the street that are people who are suffering, having, I don't know, chest pains in the street, and people just walk around them. It's a sad state of affairs. Joe, do you have a response to that?
Well, is that where our morale as people have come to? Is that what this country has produced for people? I mean, I'd like to think it's not like that everywhere, but, you know, we talk about Aldi's a lot. And Aldi's is a store, when you go into it, if you've got three or four items and somebody's got a grocery cart packed to the top, they always let you go ahead. Always. And 90% of the time. Most of the other supermarket stores, no, they'll fight you. But let's go back to that. Even now in Aldi's, I find people stop, despondent, not on a side, in the middle of the lanes. You can't hardly get around anybody. And I've seen it happen two or three times in the same row. So some special gift has occurred. Some, as Rick would want to put it, possibly an electrical charge from the outside coming in. Maybe it's cell phone poisoning. Maybe it's EMF. Maybe it's the antennas getting turned on. You know, your new phones are coming out, like the Androids with the Series 5 and the Series 7. And by Series 7, they're going to be able to program your DNA. Wow, what a marvelous idea. You know, is it the food we're eating? Is it your pH? Is it your lack of minerals and supplements from the toxic food that we've been fed? You know, we've been talking about, occasionally me and Miles will talk, and we're talking about this GMO business has actually started in the mid to early 70s, even though it's not been really talked about. So actually, we've been 20 years being changed in the program, not knowing. How does this all occur? I mean, where do these people come from? You know, and if you think it's bad today, how do you think it's going to be? Because even your family members, close or distant relatives, friends, close or acquaintances, they're doing the same thing. How do you address that situation? And you still have, as I always say, running water, a place to stay, a comfortable warm home. How's it going to be when you wake up and there's no electricity? Or your dollar is worth nothing. That story John told yesterday was priceless. If you took all there's not enough assets to pay off the debt. How will you even comprehend such a number? How will you even wake up? And then you're talking about you have to weigh the money because there's too much of it to count. My mind goes, my mind just gets overwhelmed. It's like it's going to blow a tire. It can't carry the load anymore when I hear numbers like that. I think about scenarios like that. So if you think it's bad today, just wait. There'll be plenty later. How do you address that?
It's really, really difficult. And then, you know, as we travel through the stores, we see things. And let me tell you what I saw yesterday. I checked out of, did a self-checkout at Sam's Club. And Sam's Club used to have like one or two self-checkout stations. Now half of the stations are self-checkout, and the remaining half are with people helping you, you know, with your purchases and checking you out, cashiers, if you will. And there in the front of the store was this spot where you can order, I guess, online or on the phone, tell them what you want, and they'll get everything ready for you. So you just show up and pay for it and get out the door with it faster. It was lined up with large flat screen televisions, and that was the dominant item that was positioned for people to pick up quickly. And I looked at that, and I stopped, and there was a woman about 6 feet away from me. And I turned to her, and I said, I could have had a TV. what was I thinking? I could have had a TV. And I said, but there's nothing to watch on TV. And she said, you're right. There's nothing to watch on TV. And we're kind of joking about it because people are buying televisions expecting to see something that probably, for the most part, isn't worth watching. At least that's how I see it. And I think of all these services that you can get and watch 100 channels, you know, minimum, and go up to, you know, close to 300 channels. 300 channels of what? 300 channels of what?
You talk about that TV, a widescreen TV, a 50-inch TV for $200 on Black Friday. If they're going to offer you a 50-inch brain monitoring, brain-altering device for $200, is that your best interest or theirs? But how about that? It's a virtual reality mask. You put that on, and there's different programs you can put in. Can you imagine what kind of modifications? You know, if they can alter elections through football games and televisions, I wonder what they could do. I wonder what they can do when you immerse your brain into this mask and you're getting personal attention, but that's what you can see. But how about what you can't see? How about the frequency when that's re-altering brain waves and brain chemistries? And what kind of impact, lasting impact, does that leave? I mean, those are things nobody even talks about. It's just stuff you or I or Miles or a handful of other people would want to talk about. But in the long and the short of this whole scenario, which way did he go and which end is up? Because it's happening faster and faster and faster. We were talking the other day how no matter what you start out doing, you always have to do four other things you didn't plan on because something broke you didn't even know. Like I was telling you the other day, I just had all new brakes put on a truck. The calipers went out. It wrecked the rotor. It wrecked the brake pads. It wrecked everything. And it's like, you know, before you'd put that on, you wouldn't have to look at that for 5 or 6 years. But now you buy brand new parts and they're junk in 6 months. How's that going to work when you can't go to the parts store and get parts?
Really good point. And Joey from Michigan's with us. And it's just two guys chatting the way we do off the air. Hey, Joey, when we come back, I'll tell you about what happened when I tried to open the hood of my car. That was a pretty interesting story. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joey's with us, and we're just chatting about what we see and in our observation. So, Joey, I was going to go to Springfield yesterday, and I did. But before that, I wanted to do a pre-trip check of our old Mercedes. I have a 2000 vintage E-Class 430, so it's an E430 Mercedes. I bought it used from one of our instructors. Very well taken care of, always serviced at the dealership before I got it. At the Mercedes dealership. So anyway, I pulled the hood latch, and the hood popped up on the driver's side, but not on the passenger side. It has two hood latches. I pulled a little harder, and this thing isn't going to open. So here I am trying to check the car for pre-trip check on Sunday, and I can't open the hood. I thought, you know, I'm probably going to be taking this on a longer trip really soon, and I got to get in this hood. So I asked my son to do a quick check on the internet and find out. And I'm sure other people are having the same problem. So he looks, and so there's a post on a Mercedes forum, and it has a recommendation from Mercedes. And all you have to do to get your hood open, should this happen to you, is they recommend sawing through the grill.
Oh, please. It sounds like the government gave you those instructions. Well,
so, see, because if you cut your grill open, you can then put your hand in there, reach way in the back there, and you can probably just flip this little lever. that would be operated by this cable. And so he thought he had the same reaction you did, except he probably said, you know, what an idiot would say that, you know, because Mercedes, that's where you go to get the replacement grill after you cut yours apart, right? You go and you say, hey, listen, I need a hood release cable and I need a new grill. So he decided that that was ridiculous. So he got under the vehicle and he removed the air deflector. So this thing is this plastic piece that directs which way the air is going to go under the car for, you know, less of drag, and so stones and things don't get caught in the belts and so forth under the hood. And so he removed all the bolts and, you know, small bolts that hold that together, and reached up under there, and he was able to release the hood and then the hood latch, and so we got it open. Now, while he was doing that, I was on the radio. And then it looked like we couldn't get the hood, after he got that open, it looked like we couldn't get the hood to stay latched, because if you tapped on the hood latch with the hood, you could like simulate locking it, and then you tap on it, and it would open up. So now we're faced with, we could be traveling down the road at 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, and all of a sudden the hood opens up. That's not a good scenario. So ultimately we patched it and got it together so we could, you know, operate the vehicle. And I went to eBay and I looked at these hood release cables for the 2000 vintage E-Class. And there's a guy that sold a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them. And then there's like maybe 15 different people selling these cables, brand new. This is obviously a problem, right? And so as I ordered that, and we're putting the car back together so we could use it. And I noticed that there are two bolts that hold each of the hood latches in place. One on the driver's side, one on the passenger side. And I think that's wonderful that there's two of them. In case one fails, maybe the other one will hold the hood down somewhat, you know, while you're traveling. But I noticed that one of them only had one bolt holding it in. The other one had two. Someone broke off the bolt that was holding one of the hood latches in place. The vehicle's only serviced by Mercedes. How is it possible that if Mercedes opens and closes the hood, that they didn't see that? How is that possible? And that brings me to carelessness. Carelessness. It's everywhere I see, everywhere I look, there's carelessness. Joey, let's talk about that when we get back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Joey's with us. So, Joey, carelessness, I see it everywhere I go. Your thoughts?
Let's talk about carelessness, whether it's that Mercedes tech, whether it's the government, whether it's you or I. You know, you're given information every day. What do you do with that information? You know, I know you and I occasionally talk, and you talk about the expos. You talk about, do you continue the show? Because there's so many hours in a day, and you're losing more and more of those hours. You know, and I want to thank you for doing the show and for the expos, because of the people I've met. But if I was like 90% of the other people, see, I would have been careless and not taking advantage of that. Every time you have a guest or a discussion, every time you ask someone if they've got a better idea to build a better mousetrap, well, that's carelessness on their part when they don't call in. They don't say, hey, I built a rocket stove. Hey, I made a concrete for a rocket stove. Hey, I came up with this thing. I did this. I've been working on my own form of energy or my energy storage system. That's carelessness on a personal level. And what these people don't understand is that you won't be here forever to give this opportunity to open this airtime for people to have these discussions and or to contact you, talk to you, and if they don't want to get on the radio and talk about their idea, they could at least share it. You'd be more than happy to put it in writing out there. But that's another form of carelessness, or just basically not preparing for an economic collapse that no matter how you add it up, it all comes up to the same equation. There's no way you can drive that tire that far with no air in it and think when you get to where you're going, you're going to be able to put air in it. That's a good description of carelessness, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, there are just too many people who don't care to share some of the things that they've learned with others. And that's what this broadcast classroom is all about. It literally is about sharing what we've learned, the solutions that we think apply to that, and the reasons why we think it's happened, and the reasons why we think our solutions are viable. That's what we do. That's literally what we've been doing going on 6 years. And, you know, I really don't know how long this broadcast classroom is going to be viable because of the lack of sharing that I've seen. Now, we've got some excellent, excellent instructors, no question about it. But we're looking for others who, you know, have been students. We want them to rise up and help train others. You know, we've got Kyle and we've got his wife, Sharon, in Montana. They've risen to the occasion. We've got Ed in Florida has risen to the occasion years ago. And there are so many others. I apologize for not mentioning all of those who...
Norm, Rick. Oh. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on and on and on and on. The point of the story is, everybody, it's about me. I. You know, people don't get it. Whether you're on the air or not, even if you're on the air and this bubble breaks, you're not on the air anymore. If a solar flare comes and the grid goes down, you're not on the air anymore. You know, how many times Matt Stein's talked about it, and Rick's talked about it. And, you know, when people ask for help, they ask for help today. When you ask for help, or I encourage you to ask for help to come up with an idea, we're asking for help today, not when you decide you want to help, because when you decide, it may be too late. It's like you checking the hood on your car. What would have happened if you had to stop on the side of the road on that 100-mile trip, round trip, and you couldn't get the hood open? What were you going to research to find out, how I'm going to open the hood, where you didn't have any tools? That's what your show is all about, trying to prepare, trying to look a little bit into the future or think outside of the box to figure what it is you might need for that rainy day. And it's going to be a sad, I mean, I've got family, you've got family, we've got friends. They don't even have a clue what time of day it is. Not to say that I do or you do, but at least when you look at all of the information that's out there, when you hear the nonsense going on in the political arena, how much more scared should it be? I mean, when you hear there's 300,000 UN troops on the Russian border and another large group being put together, that's only on one side of the fence. What do you think that means? And when you hear the media not talking about that, what does that mean? Does that mean, oh, my? When you hear India is now having cash shortages because they're taking the people out of the cash and going to a digital, and gold is doubling in price, but only in India, apparently not in the rest of the world. What does that mean? What time, when is it that you wake up? When do you realize that's not a sandwich in your mouth, that's a dirty sock in your mouth? What is that? When did you connect the dots? And is it a little too late at that point in time? You know, you think about greed, selfishness, and stupidity, because they all run hand in hand. And you've always been generous with your time. And you always try to share an idea when you can. Nobody realizes how much pressure it is for you to even put a show on, let alone an expo. You know, oh, my, I got to drive 10 hours to get to the expo. That's pressure. You've been preparing for months before the expo. Or when you're calling people the night before to go over the show for the next day. That's all your time. That time you could be taking a nap. You could be fixing something that broke that you didn't even know broke. I mean, those are all fair scenarios, correct?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, you and I were on the phone, and I said, a couple days ago, I said, Joey, I've got to run because I've got to fix the water. Yeah, the well problem that we have. Yeah. Yep.
See, and, nobody knows this is a 24/7 around-the-clock job being alive. And it's easy to be alive when you have every kind of luxury you can think of. You can get on the internet and look on YouTube how to fix a washing machine, how to do this, how to do that. What are you going to do? I shared with you, I used to weld years ago. I started welding again. Oh, what a beautiful bead. The first thing that happened was I broke the weld because I forgot. It's not about the beauty of the bead. It's about the penetration of the bead. What do you do if that was your last little bit of energy to make that weld bead and you failed? You know, people are about to experience something they may always wish they prepared a little better for. And what is preparing? If you don't prepare the number one thing, the number two thing, the number three thing, health, health, health. You know, I've been on the minerals. I've been on the supplements. I've been trying to create a better pH balance and not an acidic balance in my system. I didn't know if you're an acidic body, you can't absorb minerals and vitamins. I mean, everybody talks about everything, but connect those dots. You know, it's amazing how when you wake up in the morning in a nice warm house and you know you're going to get to take a hot shower and a good hot cup of coffee or three or four of them, what do you do when you wake up in a barn or on a slab or where there's no heat in your house and it's no longer hot? You can't take a hot shower and you haven't washed for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. How different is your attitude going to be? You know, how generous are you going to be? And when your neighbor comes to your house that he went and bought a brand new Corvette or a brand new used Corvette and you've been doing without driving an old truck that you're bailing together with bale twine and Bondo to keep it on the road so you can prepare. And then he wants you to share. Or your family, they want you to share. And you've been doing without in anticipation of a doom and gloom day. How generous do you want to be at that time? And especially when they bring nothing to the table. They have no skills, they have no knowledge, and they're just plain ignorant and lazy. How are you going to feel that day? How are you going to make that decision? Better yet, when you haven't eaten for 2 or 3 days and they come because now you see you're down to the wire and you know you've got X amount of food till spring or a better condition. How's that going to work? Nobody realizes how quick a day changes.
All that has to happen, Joey, is one person in the family gets sick. Just one. Let's say there are four of you. Let's say there are three of you. One person gets sick, and what a difference a day makes. Now it's all hands on deck trying to keep that person alive and restore health. It's a huge problem. And, you know, we have young people in families, and we're trying to educate them, trying to teach them what they need to know. And then we have the middle-aged people in the family that are carrying most of the load, doing the things that need to be done to survive economically and to provide food, clothing, and shelter. And then you have the older people in the family who have already done their share, and you need to protect and defend and take care of them. That's just the way it is. But when the young or the old get sick, it can really really destroy the momentum that the family had. And if the middle-aged people get sick, the ones that are carrying the heavy part of the load, now you have a huge problem. Huge problem. You're absolutely right,
Joey. The young people don't even have a clue that there could be a problem, because most young people don't know why you celebrate 4th of July. They don't know who Mao is. They don't know who Lenin or Trotsky or Stalin were. They have no clue. The only thing they teach you is what they want you to know. And the dumber and dumber people get, the less chance anybody has of waking up on the other side of the river. You know, a guy told me once, I says, what? He says, think about crossing a river with rapids. Hope that you're over half of the way through the river, so if you black out or you hit your head on a rock, you float to shore on the other side. And that's really, when it comes down to it, you know, you think about the people in Europe when they went through the tragedy of World War II or World War I. A lot of them people still haven't forgotten. But here, the only thing I always say we're the best at, we create debt and we create ill health. And from that point, it's a no-win way.
Yeah.
When you start out under the bus. Yep.
From those two perspectives, we're number one. debt and poor health. Joey, you know, it's a lot of fun chatting with you, and we're going to chat one more segment with Joey. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Joey, you know, toward the end of the hay season, and just as we go into the cold weather, we change the oil on our tractors, you know, if they need it. And so my son and I were changing the oil on our backhoe. We have a Case backhoe that we use here on the farm. And so we put on some wrenches, all those were loose. Put on some US SAE wrenches. Nope, all those were loose. So I looked really carefully, you know, got under there, and I noticed that it looked like the last guy that had owned this backhoe when he changed the oil used a pipe wrench to take out the drain plug and kind of boogered up the drain plug, the hex head on the drain plug. So it wouldn't accept a wrench, regardless of the size. So, got a special tool out that we have to remove stripped bolt heads and stripped nuts, and got it out, and there was no drain plug washer on there. You know, one of those copper washers that keep the drain plug from leaking. The reason it was so hard to get off was the guy didn't have the drain plug or lost it and decided that I wouldn't need that, and just tightened it really, really tightly, and it kept it from leaking. But I don't want to do that. I want to fix it right. So that's a 40-mile round trip. And what I'm saying is, this is just one more example of carelessness. And literally, it's everywhere I look. Whenever I'm working on something that someone else has worked on, I see shortcuts and carelessness. And I can't stand it. I think back to my dad. My dad saying, "Hey, Vinny, I can't stand watching you do your taxes. Why don't you have a professional do it? Why don't you have a plumber do the plumbing? Why don't you have an electrician do it? I know a guy." Really, Dad? Really? You think they're going to do a better job than I would do? Really? Joey, don't you see it?
It's just not doing it. It's the 3 hours to go 40 miles, because it's 40 miles, 45 minutes to an hour each way. Then you're going to be in the parts counter explaining to the intellectual genius that's going to tell you the part and tell you why or what. And then somehow you get lost in transition. So throw on, so that's 4 hours. And it's 4 hours of your day. And then you're going to still do this show. And then, you know, people are going to be people. You know, it's like, what do you say? It's 9 meals away from anarchy.
Yeah.
And seeing, nobody's ever seen a mess like what's in Venezuela right now.
Wow.
What would they think? What will they think? And it's a funny thing, because the one thing we've learned from this whole conversation today, it's all about me. I, me, me, me. And the bottom line is, when it comes down to whether you prepared or you didn't prepare, and I guarantee you, the guy that prepared is going to be more generous than the guy that didn't prepare. Because he already had some things outside of the box. He was thinking outside of the box. He was thinking with his heart. He was thinking with his intuition. He was thinking way outside of the curve. And these other parasites, we're going to call them, these deadbeats that just go from day to day mumbling, like in a zombie apocalypse movie, whatever that goofy thing is. I don't even know what they call it. The point of my story is, he never sacrificed anything. He's at the front counter. He's like the person that goes and buys the mocha latte for $6 when you're paying for it, and you buy the cheapest coffee on the block because you just want something warm and something cheap, and you don't need a $6 drink to pacify your, because you're special and you earned it and you deserve it. You know, what are these people thinking? What are they going to do? And how are you going to be different? It's going to alter our character when we have to defend what we normally would have shared, because it goes back to when you go to a party and extra people come and everybody takes what they want in front of you and throws most of it away. But if everybody took a little bit, everybody would have gotten a sampler. You know, and I think about that all the time, because how many times I've been to a party and extra people came and there wasn't enough food. So you don't even want no food. Are we done? I guess we are.
You know, Joey, it brings to mind the point, you know, like when you and I are with a group of people, we're at a convention or something, and then we all go out to eat, and there's a bunch of us. I always say to the waitress, separate checks, please. And the reason is, I'm not going to buy the most expensive meal, and I don't want to divide whatever it is that everyone else enjoyed. That was really, really expensive when I sacrificed. I don't want to do that. So I just want to pay for me. And you're the same way.
Well, Vince, thank you for pulling us all together through the expos, through the shows, and hopefully other people will step up.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much. Joey from Michigan.
Be safe, Vince.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.